Now, back to the Paul Miller Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, 7:38. Look outside. We've got a little bit of snow during the early morning hours. Not a lot. Not enough to cause any complications. Don't even need to get the shovel out, but it does look a little bit more like winter out there. And that's a good thing for Chili Fest this weekend. They're already getting the ice carvings going this morning, and a lot of activities happening tomorrow. And Sunday is the sixth annual Poho Hot Cocoa Run. Derek Van Allen from Elite Feed is here to tell us all about it. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. So this has been going on for, this is your sixth year now, huh?
Yes, it is.
And what is the Poho Hot Cocoa Run?
So the Poho Hot Cocoa is a 10-mile, a 10K, and a 5K, and also a kids 1 mile. And so it's a good family event, and it's a hot cocoa-themed running race. And we have a chocolate party afterwards, and this year is the second year that we're actually having a health and wellness expo the day before for our packet pickup.
Okay, so a health and wellness expo, a run, and then chocolate.
Oh, yeah, lots of chocolate.
Because you deserve the chocolate after a run like that. That really, that's what draws a lot of people. They really like that that party afterwards.
Yeah, they love it. Plus, it's the first big race of the year in this area. So I think a lot of people, you know, it's something to do in the wintertime, and it really keeps them active throughout the cold winter months. And, you know, the sheer numbers of the race really proves that people want to get outside and run throughout the entire year, not just when it's warm out.
Yeah, in fact, you know, as long as it's not bitter cold, it's kind of nice to run when it's cooler out, isn't it?
It is. if you layer up properly, then, you know, it can be extremely comfortable, especially compared to, you know, if you were to be in Florida during this month and it'd be really hot, muggy. You can always layer up a little bit more.
Right? Who wants to lay in the
who
sun?
Who wants beautiful, you know, non-icy waterfront?
and you know, as long as you don't have a ton of snow or ice, and we don't at this point, it's good running weather. Where does the run occur? Where does it start and end?
So the run starts and ends on McMorrin Boulevard here downtown, just a couple blocks west of the city building. And the 10-mile will run approximately 2 miles to the south and then come back and run back by the city building, and then it goes north. And all the rest of the courses, the 5K and the 10K and the kids 1 mile, they all run to the north along the waterfront. And the 10K and the 10-mile to the north actually reach all the way up to the Sherman Woods area and down the Conger area there, and then they come back.
I've always thought that, you know, like 5K runs have become sort of the new golf tournament in that, not that golf, you know, outings don't occur, but boy, there are a lot of runs these days, especially to raise money or raise awareness, right?
Right. And it's really, I think that the niche that it fills is it's great for the families. You see a lot of the entire family running, you know, all four or five family members or even more. And that's why we specifically on our kids run, you know, the opening price for that is $10. So that way, you know, you can get all your kids in there, and it doesn't really cost that much, you know, for a pretty good family event. And I think a lot of other races are really, you know, capturing that crowd. And, you know, when you can get the whole family there, and it really becomes a really good community event.
It's something that families can do that really doesn't cost a lot. You don't need a ton of equipment. You don't need to, you know, do a lot to run. Although you do have to have the right shoes and the right clothes, and they can get that at Elite Feet, right?
Absolutely. So that's kind of our specialty there at Elite Feet, running and walking, footwear and apparel. And, you know, everyone there, the entire staff is really good. They're all runners, and they're all very well educated on how to fit people properly.
Yeah, and that's a big deal because, I mean, anybody can go to a store and pull a pair of shoes off a shelf, try them on. If it, you know, doesn't pinch your foot, if it feels good, great, there's my new shoes. But you do a lot more than that, don't you?
Right, and we get a lot of older folks that, you know, we get the comment that they haven't been actually fit for shoes since the 80s. So it's
a lot has changed since then,
but we're changing back, and we're adding some technology to it. We can actually do a gait analysis with the treadmill and the slow motion video, and then we also have people step onto what we have. We call it a foot disc, and it shows us their arch profile, and so it can show us like their level of pronation and the actual depth and length of their arch.
You mentioned the Poho Hot Cocoa Run is the first race of the year, but there's a lot more races. And there are going to be some serious runners that want to finish first. They want to improve on their time. They're working toward a goal, perhaps. Then there's just those that like to get out and run, just want to go out and have fun, right?
Absolutely. I think the majority of people are really out there as a social and a fun event. You do have your crowd that is, you know, they're very competitive, and then you have your crowd that's really there. A lot of people are just competing against themselves, trying to get better. You know, the great thing that we have is being the first race of the year. A lot of people with the New Year's resolutions, so that, you know, it gives someone, you know, a starting point, and then throughout the year they might be trying to beat their 5K or 10K time, you know, and you know all the way through. You know, maybe the Jingle Bell Run that the YMCA puts on in December.
There you go. The Poho Hot Cocoa Run this Sunday, what time?
The kids run starts at 8 o'clock. The 10-mile, 10K, and 5K all start 8:30, between 8:30 and 8:40 on Sunday. And then Saturday, the Health and Wellness Expo is going to be 10 to 6.
All right. And can you still sign up to run?
Yep, you can sign up all the way until the race starts, and that'll be at the SC4 Fieldhouse.
All right, fantastic. Well, good luck, have fun, enjoy all that chocolate, and have a great weekend. It's Chili Fest weekend. You can see a lot of people downtown.
Oh, yeah, lots of people, a lot of stuff going on.
Good stuff. Derek, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Derek Van Allen from Elite Feet with us on WPHM.